and do the upgrade. So, NFL Advantage, 24/7 NFL coverage. I think you talked a lot about this already, Charlie. Obviously, the preseason's over, but they had 50 preseason games as part of the NFL
live
network.
Live games.
And then, as you mentioned, Thursdays and Saturday nights beginning
Thanksgiving
with, is it Broncos?
So the last eight weeks of the season, they're going to have eight games. Again, they're exclusively on the NFL Network. And so now, if you think about it, you got games on Monday Night Football. We have games on Thursday Night Football. You'll have Saturday Night Football. You'll have Sunday and Sunday Night Football. And then I guess we have repeats and delayed games and broadcasts the rest of the time. And that's before you get to college football, which, again, we have college football on Thursday night, Saturday.
I know you're a huge college football fan. Tennessee helmet there.
And not everybody has a pro team, and not everybody's a pro fan. The college game is a little bit more enthusiasm. You know, not getting paid for it. So if you like college football, we have more college football than anybody else. We have, of course, the normal network stations. We have college football, ESPN, ESPN2. But, again, you have places where you wouldn't think maybe college football. We have College Sports Television Network. We have ESPNU. The college football games on WTBS. Now, of course, all of our regional sports channels have college football games. So